You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Are You Self-Actualized? I was talking to a friend of mine and she indicated that she was using some self-actualization techniques as part of her personal development. That made me curious about where the self-actualization techniques she was learning had originated. Self-actualization is one of the highest levels of psychological development, where your personal potential is fully realized after your basic needs have been fulfilled and you have control over your ego. According to psychologist Abraham Maslow, self-actualization is considered the pinnacle of human development. Maslow developed a hierarchy of human needs as a psychological theory proposed in 1943, which suggests that human needs are arranged in a five-tier pyramid. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a color picture of this five-tier pyramid. The five levels in the Maslow pyramid from lowest to highest include level one, physiological needs, your basic survival needs like food, water, sex, and shelter. Level two, safety needs, your security, stability, and protection from harm. Level three, love and belongingness needs, your social relationships, affections, and being part of a group. Level four, your self-esteem needs, self-respect, recognition, and feeling valued. And level five, the top level of the pyramid, self-actualization, achieving one's full potential, self-fulfillment, and personal growth. What are the characteristics of self-actualized people? Maslow identified several characteristics common among self-actualized individuals, including creativity. They exhibit creativity and innovation in their thinking and problem solving. Acceptance. They accept themselves, others, and the natural world as they are. Problem solving. They approach life's challenges with a problem-solving orientation. Autonomy. They are independent and self-sufficient, relying on their inner values rather than external authorities. Authenticity. They are true to themselves, expressing their genuine thoughts and feelings. Peak experiences. They often have profound moments of love, understanding, or happiness that stand out from their everyday experiences. As a psychological theory proposed in 1943, does self-actualization still have any relevance in today's world? The core principles of self-actualization do remain applicable across various fields, including life coaching, psychology, education, business, healthcare, and in other fields. Maslow's hierarchy of needs continues to be a foundational theory in psychology and life coaching. In the business world, Maslow's hierarchy is used to understand employee motivation. Educators use Maslow's hierarchy to create supportive learning environments. In healthcare, Maslow's hierarchy is used to address comprehensive patient care. How do you achieve self-actualization? Consider these seven things. Number one, know yourself. You understand your strengths, weaknesses, values, boundaries, and passions. Number two, set goals. You establish meaningful and challenging goals that align with your values. Number three, seek growth. You continuously seek new experiences and learning opportunities. Number four, embrace change. You are open to change and adaptable to new situations. Number five, practice mindfulness. You are present and fully engaged in each moment. Number six, build relationships. you form deep, meaningful relationships with others. Number 7, pursue excellence. You are confident and pursue excellence in all situations and embrace lifelong learning. In contemporary personal development, self-actualization is often discussed in the context of achieving a balanced and fulfilling life and living fully in the present moment. Self-actualization involves integrating physical health, mental well-being, and personal passions to lead a life that feels both meaningful and satisfying. Working on yourself to achieve self-actualization helps you to create a positive impact in your own life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.